Birds are often the casualties of devastating bushfires across Australia. But now there's new research showing they also play a role in deliberately spreading some of those blazes. Caroline Winter reports.
When a bushfire is raging, the only focus for a firefighter is putting out the blaze. But the firefront is a lucrative place for birds of prey to pick up crispy critters for dinner.
There's a lot that we don't know about how important birds are in the Australian landscape. And there's a lot that we can learn from Aboriginal people and what they know about birds in this country.
Bob Gosford is an ornithologist or bird expert. He's particularly fascinated by ethno-ornithology, the study of cultural bird knowledge.
I love watching birds, and Western science and the mainstream ornithology looks at a whole range of behaviours, but I think it leaves a lot out, and what it leaves out is the cultural aspects, that extra body of knowledge that is contained in what Aboriginal people know about birds.
In research published in the International Journal of Ethnobiology, Bob Gosford and his colleagues have documented observations detailing the fire-spreading behaviour of birds of prey, like black kites and brown falcons, which pick up burning sticks at the firefront and carry them to unburnt ground.
Sometimes that happens because, as we postulate, they want to expand the front of the fire so that they can get more food, or the fire might be dying down. So they want to drop it over here where the fire can start up again and you can continue the feeding cycle.
The study includes 18 observations with non-Aboriginal and Aboriginal people like rangers and fire managers, including this account by Northern Territory firefighter Bob White.
On the top end of the Hodson, I suppose you could call it.
Yeah.
And that's where I first can remember it vividly in my mind that I actually saw what I reckon was this bloody animal keeping this fire going.
Right. And so you could see the birds
picking up stuff.
And more than one bird?
Yeah, there was bloody, it was like they were working in like a school as such.
The fire-spreading behaviour is often represented in sacred Aboriginal ceremonies, and Bob Gosford says it's a reminder of just how valuable that culture can be. He says it also raises questions about the broader understanding of fire history and how fire acts in the landscape.
Fire usually, you know, only is given two sources, human and lightning, in the Australian context. Now, all of a sudden, what we're saying is, well, there may well be another actor there, which is the birds. And that's what our research, we think, is showing.
Ornithologist Bob Gosford, ending Caroline Winter's report.